Hi, my name is David Kelly. I'm the CTO for a multinational software engineering firm based in Seattle, Washington. We do a lot of software engineering, including hardware, software, primarily business apps, line of business, process automation, kiosks, things like this. Now, my dirty little secret is I like to write code still. As much as I like corporate strategy and setting vision and looking at statistics and numbers and focusing on ROI and process within my organization, what I do to relax is to sit down and open Visual Studio and start writing code. I love XAML and C Sharp is kind of my particular religion. I know the people that work for me, there's lots of different developers or religions out there, and there's all kinds of cool stuff people like to do. But what I like to do is C Sharp and XAML and Visual Studio. And let me show you one of the things I've been doing for the past 2 years. I've been working on an AR game, and I have it here on my super-sized Nokia phone. And so this is like the AR screen. And from this screen, you can look for spells or spirits, and you can interact with spirits. And there's other things in the game you can do. There's a whole bunch of content in terms of spells. You can mix and match and exchange, trade, fight, all kinds of things within the context of the game. But what's really interesting for me is it really is focused on where some of the trends are going in terms of augmented reality and taking advantage of the technology. You know, like this particular phone, it has all the bells and whistles, which I love about it, and also has this huge screen. But these kinds of devices really can interact with each other. They can, you have all this cloud infrastructure you can take advantage of. For me, from an intellectual standpoint, I really like being able to work with all these different kinds of technologies and being able to make this really, for me, it's a work of art. It's a very, you know, complex AR system that uses Azure and is able to work with Windows Phone and Windows 8 and Android and other kinds of non-Microsoft technologies, but all under this same kind of infrastructure that I was able to build and get running primarily on Windows Phone. So I hope you check it out. Spell the game. And the rest of my development story, and we'll talk to you next time.